I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Tension between Iran and the U.S. continue to rise, leaving believers around the world searching for peace amid chaos. To emphasize the hope granted through Christ, International Media Ministries wants to spend 2020 spotlighting famous historic Christians. Executive Director Denise Godwin.
In our ministry this year, we'll be spending a lot of time translating larger projects that tell about significant Christians in history and how they've influenced us even today, and telling that in the languages of North Africa and the Middle East, so that they can imagine people who came from those regions in the past, who were willing to stand up no matter what the persecution brought in the second or the third or the fourth century.
And as tensions continue with Iran, veterans speak up in the U.S. Some do so through action. A Marine veteran in Alabama reenlisted just days after the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. Others take to the streets or social media in protest. Army veteran Steve Prince.
It's personal, obviously, to us. There's mixed views, just like any community. We all kind of address things a little bit different. As veterans, we know the real cost of war, so we never enter into that conversation lightly.
Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. He and other trained believers help veterans process the traumas of active duty.
If you're a leader in the military, everything's your fault. And you hear about any failure as you failed, even when something was out of your control. So we help them to identify what lies they might be believing and unpack that.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.